Good to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. The idea of public broadcasters turning outward has been so important to our station and our community, and we wanted to just hear a little bit more about it. Tell us first about the Harwood Institute. What do you do there?
I've been working for about a little bit more than 20 years in helping individuals, organizations, and communities turn outward toward one another, innovate together so that we can start to address some of the pressing challenges in our communities and, importantly, build the kinds of communities and the kind of society we all want to live in.
Mm-hmm. And that's with all different kinds of organizations?
It's with arts groups, public broadcasters, United Ways. We've been working with AARP. The groups are different, but what they hold in common are two things. One is they don't believe that public life and community life work the way they need to work in order for us to create the kinds of communities that we want. And second, that their own work needs to be more relevant and significant in the life of communities if those communities are to prosper.
So how did you get specifically involved with the public broadcasting effort called the Community Engagement Initiative?
I had met the president of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a woman named Pat Harrison, and we got talking about the role of public broadcasting in communities. You know, the history of the 1967 Public Broadcasting Act, which when we started working with public broadcasting was the 40th anniversary. The idea was that I believe, she believed, and so many others believe that public broadcasting has played in the past and needs to play even more in the future a vital role in the life of communities. And some of us felt that that was, in a way, slipping away in some ways, and that there was more potential for public broadcasting, both radio and television, in communities. We worked together to create this initiative, and we launched it, and WTIP and other stations across the country proved that it was worthwhile to do, and that public broadcasting has enormous potential.
Right. So I understand that there were 12 stations total that were involved.
That's right.
In the effort. And what exactly was the aim of the Community Engagement Initiative? What were you trying to get these stations to do?
So many organizations, including many public broadcasters, have turned inward. Their focus is, their frame of reference is their own organization. And with the case of public broadcasters, we wanted public broadcasters to think of what the community was wrestling with, what people's aspirations are in the community, how their own work both on-air and off-air could be more relevant and more focused in the community in a way that would help the community itself move forward, not simply the station either gain more audience or gain more funding or gain more notoriety. The stations that did it successfully actually did gain more audience and more revenues and more supporters because they became more relevant to the community.
So when you talk about stations turning outward, I know one of the things that we and the other stations were charged with doing is having community conversations.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? And I know that ours continue to this day in the form of our first Thursday conversations.
Right. They're part of the very fabric of the way mm-hmm. WTIP now does business in the community. What we did is we worked with the stations to go out and talk to ordinary folks throughout their communities and to change the nature of the questions that we often ask people. You know, when groups, whether it's a public broadcasting station, a school district, a social service agency, usually go out to talk with people, they ask any number of questions. One, what are the problems you're facing and how can we fix them for you? Two, how can we serve you better? Three, what's your grand vision for our community? But none of those questions really engage people as members of the community itself about what is it that they're really looking for in their community? What kind of community do they want to create? So we help the stations learn how to ask questions first about what kind of community do people want? What will it take us to get there, and how can we start to make that happen? Every station, you mentioned we work with 12 stations. Each of the 12 stations identified, one, that people's aspirations were strong, two, that there were a number of issues in some of these communities that the stations weren't focused on, and three, that there were a number of things that the stations could do to focus on those issues both on-air, off-air, and in the other work that they do.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Rich Harwood. He's the founder and president of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation and author of Why We're Here, The Powerful Impact of Public Broadcasters When They Turn Outward. In reading over your book, I saw lots of examples on things that happened during those community conversations that led stations to do things a bit differently. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. You know, I'm reminded of KNPR in Las Vegas, a sister public radio station to WTIP. And station that's done enormously well over the years. They've won a lot of awards. They have a great two-hour public affairs program every day. And, you know, as they went out and began to listen to their community, what they found in Las Vegas was that people wanted to find ways to reconnect with one another. You know, this whole notion of going out there and pursuing your own individual dream had people said they had too much of a good thing and they'd be coming too isolated and fragmented from one another. And that people wanted to learn about those issues and find ways to reconnect and reengage with one another. What it meant for KNPR was that they retooled their entire two-hour program to focus not on national issues that might have some local relevance, but on local issues that people really cared about and the ways in which people could plug back into the community, start working together, and get things done. Their audience numbers went up, their fundraising went up, their relevance in the community went up because people actually began to see them addressing critical issues that were important to the community. The station began to act more as a platform for people to reengage and reconnect in the community as opposed to just looking at the station as a destination. They're acting as a convener. They're acting as what we would call in our work a connector. If I could throw one more word with a C in the beginning, they were acting as well as a catalyst. You know, this led for KNPR to all sorts of relationships. They were playing all these different roles, which I'm happy to say WTIP has been playing as well in your community.
Yeah, I mean, it's really meant a lot to us to go through that process of turning ourselves more outward and having things like those conversations and building our community garden and all the different ways that we're trying to be more outward focused.
Some of the great stories that I remember Deb Benedict, your GM, talking about was, you know, there were issues around education, there were issues around the use of resources and land. There were any number of issues that were sort of bubbling beneath the surface in the community that through your work you began to identify, you began to talk about on air in a fundamentally different way, you created a new program. But also what I understand is that people were both talking about these issues before the programs actually were aired through your community conversations, and then people were still talking about them after the program aired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's led to different kinds of results in the community. That's the kind of role that public broadcasting can play in a community. It's not simply a broadcaster of programs from some community far away that you're piping in a sense. Like WTIP is doing, you're actually creating the kind of focus, the kind of content, the relationships, the conversation that actually make a community go and enable communities to work.
Yeah, I agree. I'm wondering how, in other ways, besides having community conversations and so forth, did stations start to turn outward? I know there are other parts to this puzzle.
Let's take Illinois Public Media, WILL, in Champaign-Urbana, which I just visited a few weeks ago. One of the things that they realized, they had a great student intern program around helping kids learn how to use public media. And those issues were focused on at-risk children. But what they realized going through this work was that as well as they could help mentor those dozen or so students, they weren't having the kind of community impact that they really wanted to have. And using the community conversations and other work that we helped them learn about, what they discovered was that they could actually convene different groups working on at-risk issues in the community, bring them around the table, which didn't cost anyone a dime, but actually was invaluable in the work of the community because as they brought those groups together as a trusted convener, what they found and what the groups around the table found was that they didn't know each other. Those groups weren't talking to one another. They weren't working in unison or with any sense of common purpose in their communities. So through this work, those groups started to create plans together. One thing that they did is the student interns that were working in the station now began to go deep into the community to help map the assets of the community and to help give rise to the issues around at-risk children that the community needed to face. So now it's not simply a matter of teaching kids how to use public media, but uncovering issues, shining a light on them, helping what they're learning to be used by these different groups in the community itself to actually act on some of these issues. Illinois Public Media was the catalyst, convener, the connector in this case, and that led them to change some of the coverage on air as well. Let's take WTIP, the amount of innovation that you all did in terms of these community conversations, the new program you created, and other things that you did, the community garden and other things. That's a process of innovation. You don't always know where it's going to end up. And that uncertainty often strikes fear in those of us who are trying to create change. It's still not easy for most stations. As you've experienced there, there's some real payoffs to doing this work.
Absolutely. So is Harwood or CPB expanding this program or this initiative to other stations around the country? Or?
We are. CPB, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, helps to fund a group called the National Center for Media Engagement, which is located in Madison, Wisconsin. We were working with them through the Community Engagement Initiative. Now we have a new relationship with them where we are, in a sense, packaging the promising practices that came out of the 12 stations we worked with and spreading them to other public radio and television stations across the country. It's a one-year partnership. We think it might extend even beyond that as well. And the goal is to help, you know, there are a lot of stations around the country who are already doing good work in turning outward. They want to go deeper. There are other stations that want to begin this process and take the first steps. And we're going to be working with all those stations to help them turn outward and become more relevant and significant in the life of their communities.
So what are you turning to next at Harwood? I know you mentioned that you've worked with various sectors of the economy.
We now have a major relationship. We're a signature partner with United Way Worldwide. As many of your listeners know, there are United Ways in many communities. I think there are about 1,300 in the U.S. alone. United Way has adopted our approach to turning outward to help local United Ways turn outward themselves and focus less on simply raising money and distributing it in communities and more on how they can create community impact through their work around issues of education, income stability for families, and health. There are now any number of public broadcasters and United Ways partnering, using our work as a bridge to do that work. I just returned from Brazil, where I was talking to folks there about how they can adopt some of these practices and help that emerging economy and burgeoning democracy build its strength to deal with some of the income inequality issues that they have, education issues, poverty alleviation issues that Brazil is faced with. It was exciting, and there's a lot of interest, which just shows, I think, not so much about the Harwood Institute itself, but about people's desire to come back into community life, to find ways to work together, to find ways to address the real issues that we face, and to make communities work, not just for some people, but for everyone.
We really appreciate you joining us this week during our membership drive, which we wanted to talk with you about the community focus and the ways that that's improved public broadcasting. So thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, just thanks for having me, and also that I hope people do support WTIP. You know, there are handfuls of stations in the country that are sort of in real leadership positions, that are demonstrating what it looks like to turn outward and to become more relevant and significant in the life of communities. And one of the stories I always tell, no matter where I am, no matter what group I'm talking to, is the story of WTIP and how you took the good work that you were doing, strengthened it, in some cases created new work, and are really contributing to the community in a powerful and important way. So I hope people find it in their ability to support WTIP now.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anne.
Good luck in your work.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.